Hi, I'm an electrical engineer. I've been working on lightning testing for a good few years. I've recently moved over to here to Oxford, hence not being in Cardiff anymore. So this is about my last lab, which was strangely on BBC News earlier, which was quite fun. Yep, sorry, I'll hold the microphone a bit better. Okay, so why would you want to test things for lightning? Aircraft get hit about once per year, and it's incredibly important that the fuel tank doesn't explode and bits of them don't fly off. And also that all of the computer systems inside there don't get upset by any of the transients. So I've built two laboratories, one's in Abingdon and the other one's in Cardiff, and they both test aircraft parts to see what happens, just to really make sure everything's okay. So we've got to understand the problem of what is going to happen to them, and for that there are test standards. And I thought, since I've only got 5 minutes, I won't go into all of them, I'll actually show a few videos of things getting blown up. So here's a slide to make it look like it's complicated, but really you can just use PSPICE and three components, a resistor, an inductor and a capacitor, and that's your circuit really. So I'm going to lie if it's actually complicated, it's just really, really big. The whole thing works exactly the same as a flash gun, except on a monumental scale. So a flash gun might have, say, 10 joules of energy in it, which is enough to lift a kilo up 1 meter. But the amount of energy we've got in the lab is about 2.5 million joules. So it's quite impressive, and the hole you can throw into things is quite good. So, that's it for slides. The lab I built in Cardiff was called the Morgan Botty Lightning Laboratory, and it was named after the Welsh First Minister, Roderick Morgan. That's his fan. And the CTO of EADS. They were all very, very keen on moving some technology into Wales, and so they came up with the name of the lab, and then needed to find somebody who built a lab, and fortunately that was me, and it was really good fun putting it together. The test samples we would usually use, and I'm going to show one of carbon fibre, cost about 800 quid each, so we needed to find things to blow up. So whilst the photographer was taking all these photos, we got bored, and I explained why there's an awful lot of holes and debris and dents in the walls, and that's because we started blowing at garden gnomes when we got bored. Right. Okay. How does this work?
Oh, one is open already, so if you click on that there.
Okay.
And then click on the play button. Full screen at first, click on that.
Up arrow?
And then press play.
Sorry, I'm a Windows user. Right. So this is a shot of some aluminium. It doesn't really show what's going on. You can see what's going on. Absolutely nothing happens. It's probably about 30,000 frames a second or so, and we just hit it with 100,000 amps. So you can see that aluminium aircraft are really, really good and quite strong. So in the future, people will be using... Yeah, if you could do that, it would be great. In the future, carbon fibre is going to be used, and it's used in the A380 and the wings and so forth. And here's a picture of some carbon being zapped. The carbon's got a layer of expanded copper mesh over it, which enables it to conduct the electricity and make everything okay. So there you go. You can see there's actually a mark here. So it does damage the carbon fiber, and that's absolutely fine. So when you fly in a carbon aeroplane, if it does get hit, and they will once a year, so there's a good chance one of us is going to get hit in aircraft, it will be fine. And yeah, the next one will be good. So the metal plane was actually on TV on Sunday, and so was the plastic plane. Metal plane. So that was a model aeroplane, sort of about as big as my arm, and you can see lightning always goes in and out of an aircraft. It doesn't hit it and sort of stay there. Aircraft induce about 10 times more strikes than they would if they were just that equivalent area of ground. Because as it flies through the sky underneath a cloud, you end up with streamers coming off the front and the back of it, going off way faster than the aeroplane. And so it looks like it triples in length as far as a radar signature is concerned. And the model aeroplane was fine, so let's have a look at a plastic one, see what happens. This is kind of why we need to do testing and make sure everything's okay. Because you need something to conduct the electricity, because if it just goes through the center along your wiring loom, that happens. On small aircraft, the light clusters get blown apart sometimes. That's not good. That's usually due to somebody in their garden shed putting it together rather than doing it properly. But big commercial ones are fine. The telephone box. Now, this one wasn't particularly necessary, but... But I found it was quite important that there's a lot of people who have been helping me for a very long time in the lab, and we wanted to have some fun. And also, we had a couple of TV crews coming along, and we needed to learn how to use the high-speed camera, because, well, we sort of had to sneak it past the professor to be able to use it in the first place, and didn't have a lot of time to get used to it. And as I said, the panels we would test usually are about 800 quid, so we couldn't have many shots, and these things were about 2 quid each. So there's a lot of things on YouTube of silly stuff being blown up. And the last shot, which... Now, this is a sort of hooligan one. What happens to an aerosol if you hit it with 100,000 amps? So, it's quite reassuring in the way that the aerosol's absolutely fine. Because it's exactly the same as a wing on an aircraft. It might have fuel inside it, and it might be metal. That's fine, because all the current just goes around the outside. So all it did was fly up in the air, and it did it much more smoothly than that. But well, anyway, so hopefully I can reassure that aircraft are quite safe from being hit by lightning, because an awful lot of work goes on, and EADS have got this lab over in Cardiff. There's another one in Abingdon. There's several in France, and people do pay attention to this kind of thing, and since aeroplanes are much like an aerosol can, they're rather safe. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.